Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the 30th day of April, year 2023. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast, it is a mind game. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate it to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the broadcast. We have a lot of information as far as the origins of the Welsh language, so if you contact me via the Contact Us page, I'll be glad to send you those links. They pretty much go along with the archaeologist E. Raymond Capt and the definitive works that he did as far as the history of languages and the root of Welsh being of ancient Hebrew. Very, very interesting stuff. Also further proof of who we are and who the other folks are not. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and that's all together with no spaces, pastordan.net. At that website, the Daily Mail page is where we keep current information about all the different topics of interest, whether it's geopolitical or preparations, homesteading, health issues, etc. The homepage is where you get information if you feel led to help us with a donation. So there are links there and information on how you can do that. Let's see. And the Contact Us page is where you can send me a note if you do not have my personal contact information. I do want to remind everybody, I did not have time because of the storms that came in last night and some of the things I was doing. So I did not send out an email invitation to the show. I would hope that people would know by now that the Listen Live page is where the schedule is. And if there's not going to be a program, I will have it listed there. If there's a date and time, it generally means there will be a program. So even if I do not select a title, because many times I don't have a title until just minutes before airtime. That's the way it works. An old adage goes, do not be afraid to fail, but do be afraid not to try. Life does not give you what you want. It gives you what you work for. You know, we hear the word dystopia used a lot for the world we live in today, and the dictionary definition of dystopia is a state in which the conditions of life are extremely bad, as from deprivation, that means being deprived of necessities, oppression, or terror. You know, it's kind of interesting. I remember years ago that we never really heard the word terror used much when I was a child. Okay, just didn't hear it. And then all of a sudden, in the early 1990s, we were hearing terror constantly. Okay, now why is that? Now, we've read the quote of Henry Heinz Kissinger, which is not his given name. Henry Heinz Kissinger, the Zionist communist Jew, in 1991, who made that prediction about the use of terror to get people to accept world government. If I have time here, I'll try to find it on my my list of quotes, but you can look it up if you want. But he was in Environs, France, and speaking to a body of people who were part of the cabal, and he was basically saying that terror, whether it was real or promulgated, meaning a lie just put out there for consumption, would be used to get us to fall into accepting world government. Of course, this world government will be headed up by those folks with small hats. Other people know them as Jews. So again, the Jews do not hide what they're up to. They count on the fact that the average person, particularly us white people, because we're the target, our people are somewhat lazy. They're apathetic. They do not show much in the way of compassion or empathy these days. They've become calloused. There's a scripture that says that that our consciences would be seared. And for those of you who know anything about searing, and Ella would certainly know since she was a nurse, when you sear something, you apply heat to it, such as a wound. In the old days when you couldn't get to a clinic or a hospital, if you had a big old gash in your arm or leg, they would take a hot iron from the fire and they would sear over that wound, apply that heat to where it's scabbed over. So when the scripture says that our consciences would be seared, it's meaning that there is a hard callus. There's like a wall that our conscience does not penetrate. Reality does not penetrate. Rational thinking does not penetrate. Even the word of Yahweh himself does not penetrate. It's a seared over conscience. And you look at the average person today, and that's the way they are. They have this deer in the headlights look. I grew up on a farm, and there's many a night I drove down the lane to go home with the headlights on high beam because it was so dark out, and you'd see these eyes looking back at you, and it was the deer that were spending the night in our hay fields. And they'd be all, their heads would pop up, and they'd look at you, and they would just stare. Now, you could drive straight at them and run them right over. They would not move. So that's where the old expression, the look of a deer in the headlights, because it mesmerized them. It froze them in their tracks. All right? And that's the way our people are today. It's the way our people are. So, again, everything is a mind game going on right now. So it's amazing to me. I'm in contact with people almost every single day. In fact, I spend many hours on the phone talking to people about their situation, what the enemy's doing. And there's good reports among all this, too. It's not all bad. Mostly, though, I have noticed that the good things are happening to people of faith. The people who stand strong in their faith, they seem to have some good things going on. It may not be perfect. Okay, but we do not suffer from what those around us in the world are suffering from because they do not have faith. Okay, so again, you got to remember, it is all a mind game that's being played to us. That's what the whole thing for television and radio was from the beginning. That's why the Jews jumped in there and took over control right from the beginning, RCA Records, etc., back in the day of radio, that's a Jewish company headed by a Jew. When television came along, they took the money they made from radio and tried to buy up and control television completely. Hollywood, same thing. Movies, they found out they could influence us greatly with the production of movies, and so they took over Hollywood. Actually, they invented Hollywood. But the movie industry, they took over right from the beginning. Okay, why? Because our people are easily led, especially by what they see. Now, you got to remember, for thousands of years, reality was what you could see and hear. That was reality. We did not even conceive of a thing called a motion picture or a stage production where something could be made to look real when it was not, such as outer space and the moon landing and all the other nonsense that NASA puts out. Those are all stage productions. Oh, Dan, that's silly. Why would they do that? Well, why? Please tell me you understand why. It's all a mind game, all right? It's all stage production. Well, they couldn't do that. Really? You haven't seen the movies about trips to Mars and everything else that are completely obviously fake because it's a movie. And then they turn around and make another stage production and tell you it's live footage through NASA. It's the same thing, though. It's a staged production. And so once they realized that they could fool us into believing such a nonsensical thing as traveling to the moon and back, then they realized that that opened up the door to guide us anywhere they wanted to take us. And that's why Henry Kissinger was so bold as to say that we will promulgate terror, we will use terror, misinformation, and propaganda to drive us, the cattle, that's what we are to them, just a herd animal. We will drive the goyim, the cattle, wherever we want them. And they have. We have been driven there. And now people are running around pulling their hair out. Oh, we're going to have a nuclear war. Really? How are you going to do that when you don't have any nuclear bombs? They're not going to use nukes because they don't have them. Even if they did have them, they still wouldn't use them. Because the goal is to capture everything intact. Okay? You have to think like the enemy. They don't want to use them if they did have them. And me personally, I don't believe they have them. I don't believe it at all. I don't believe anything they tell me anymore, to be honest with you. And I worked on B-52 bombers where they loaded nuclear, so-called nuclear bombs into them. In fact, each B-52 bomber could carry four of these rather large bombs. But all they were was metal cylinders with fins on them. Nobody knows what's inside them. You were told that they were nuclear bombs, but were they really? We didn't drop any. We just carried them in the planes. It was a great stage production. Actually, they just sat in the planes on the alert pad as a deterrent, so-called deterrent. They never took off, never dropped any of them, because it's all state. Every leader of every country is part of the stage production, and that's what the people of the world have to wake up to. You're being played, and Kissinger and the rest of these kikes have made it very clear that that was their goal. They're going to play you. They're going to propagandize you. Now, on the website and during the broadcast, during our Wednesday chats and things like that, we're talking a lot about preparations. The good news is, especially here in Florida and in other states as well, a lot of people are starting to look to homesteading. It's kind of interesting. People are starting to reach out like we used to do in the old days. Start putting your differences aside. We're brothers and sisters in this thing. And we're starting to reach out to each other to help each other out. I was just contacted by a very close friend late last night that talked to me about a possibility of helping me in towards the acquisition of property. In the near future, not right away, but in the near future, it's the first glimmer of hope that I've had in quite some time that something that could actually work. So I praise Yahweh for that. I also see that other people that I know that are attempting similar things are starting to have some successes. So maybe Father is starting to open the doors. But isn't it interesting? Father is opening the doors because our people are opening their hearts. The people are finally getting off their high horses and humbling. How many times do we read that in Scripture about being humble? Maybe we should look up the dictionary definition of that. Our people are starting to humble themselves, forgive each other 70 times 7, turn the cheek, even though you're struck upon the cheek, turn your other cheek to your brother, not to the stranger, not to the invaders, not to the enemies, and certainly not to the Jews. They're your enemies. You don't turn your cheek to your enemies. You don't forgive your enemies 70 times 7. Oh, I know the modern day church world, the organized church. Well, Jesus loves everybody. He says, love your enemies. And haven't the Jews loved to use that one to propagandize us through organized churches such as Kenneth Copeland and John Hagee and the rest of the charlatans and quacks, Joel Osteen, another quack. Okay? Yeshua was one of us. Now, when he walked into the temple and made that cord into a whip to beat the money changers, didn't seem to me like that was super friendly, was it? Or in Luke, when he told us to buy a sword? Or in Luke, when he said, those that would not let me rule over them, bring them before me and slay them? Where do you see the turning the cheek to your enemies in that? It's not there, because it's nonsensical. It's more of the lies and deceptions by these Antichrist Jews who walk amongst us. The pretenders, the Revelation 2:9 pretenders, imposters, usurpers, interlopers, whatever term you want to use for these creatures, who take upon themselves the mantle of God's chosen people, when in fact they are the enemies of Yahweh's people. Always have been since Genesis 3:15, always will be. But again, they are paranoid. That's part of the long list of mental illnesses these people have, is paranoia. And that's why they are pushing now for legislation against lynching. Why? Because some of them need to be lynched. They want laws against what they call hate speech, which is simply telling the truth about Jews. They want laws because people are starting to talk about them. They're being exposed. These are all signs that your enemy knows his time is short. Scripture talks about Satan or the dragon or the usurper or the adversary. It goes by many different names, but it's the spirit of the adversary amongst these people. They operate as one. So you could call them as a whole the Antichrist. But there's millions of them. That's why John, even in his writing, said the Antichrists are already here. Well, yeah, because they murdered Christ, and they tried to murder the prophets, and they tried to murder the apostles, anybody else that spoke the truth about what's going on, and they're doing it today. How many whistleblowers in the area of natural health and studying of biological terror weapons and things like that? How many of these doctors and whistleblowers strangely disappear, die of heart attacks, fall out of windows, plane crashes, you name it? That's favorite tactics of the Mossad. Oh, you say the CIA, FBI, and all that. Well, who do you think runs the CIA, the FBI, in fact, all of your government? Jews do. And the Mossad is just simply the militant secret service assassination squad for the Jews in Tel Aviv East to keep the people in Tel Aviv West, Washington, D.C., in line. All right? It's much like the Jesuits are the military assassination goon squad for the Catholic Church, headed by the general or the Black Pope. Only today, the Roman Catholic Church has a Jesuit now in charge of both sides of the church, the so-called White Church, which is the one the public gets to see, and the Black Pope over the Jesuits who are doing the dirty work. Now the whole church is involved in the dirty work because Jesuits have control of both the white and the black side of the Roman Catholic beast. So again, the secret to the success in this day and age, of course, is trusting our Heavenly Father, trusting the Holy Spirit. I've got some scripture I want to read that talk about that very thing. We sit and we argue interpretation constantly of scripture. We're missing the big point here. The scriptures were all for edification. Now, you got to remember, the scriptures were not written in modern day languages. They were written in the language of the day. Thousands of years ago. Look how language has changed within our own lifetime. And yet we're going to sit there after translation from these ancient languages into a modern language, and of course all the translators do not agree on all translations, And then even in the English that it's translated into, it changes in time. My point is, instead of arguing about all of these things, why aren't we looking to each other as family members? You can feel that. It says in Scripture that the Spirit testifies to the truth. When you're around like-minded people, don't you sense it? I do. There's some people I can just be in their presence or look at them and know they're not part of humanity. They're not part of my family. I'm not sure what they are or where they came from, but they're not part of us. And yet there's other people almost instantly every cell in my body identifies with. That's why marriage is not working today. Okay, marriage used to be something that was looked to get into by people who had that bond. And because young people have an excessive amount of hormones guiding them, that's why the elders, their parents, their grandparents, their aunts and uncles all got involved in the process of courting and finding a proper mate. So that whole clique, that whole group of family members, between all of them, they had a pretty good idea of the quality of the person that was going to be united with you. Today, we've thrown all of that away. The Jews, through their propaganda tools, have convinced us that that's nonsensical. It is old-fashioned. Really? Yeah, because it worked. Everything the Jew wants you to stop doing is so that they can control you. They can take advantage of you. They can rob you. They can steal from you, and they can create chaos because that's what they do. Well, Dan, that sounds anti-Jewish. Well, then throw your Bible away. Please stop being such damn hypocrites. It says right in Scripture that's the way they are. Christ himself, who was not a Jew, but one of our people, said the very same thing. So you people out there that want to buy this modern-day bullshit where the Jews are saying, well, if you say anything bad about us, you're anti-Semitic, and we want to put you in jail for 5 years for saying that. Well, again, you hypocrites, you people that think that's a good idea, burn your Bibles and stop being damn hypocrites. It's either that or open your eyes and take a look around you. The empirical evidence is all around us. These imposters are not our friends. They never have been our friends. The greatest spies that did the most damage to our people here in our nation have all been Jews. The Rosenbergs, Pollard, and you name it, on and on and on. The greatest criminals that have taken the most innocent blood, all of them, whether you want to call Son of Sam or any of these other so-called mass murderers, you trace it back and you'll find kike DNA in every single one of them. Again, if you don't believe that these are the enemies of our people and responsible for all the innocent blood shed, as it says in the New Testament, stop pretending to be a believer and throw your Bible away. So they can make laws all they want, and Jews will always claim that they have this special status not to be criticized or exposed. But then again, 2,000 years ago, didn't they do that when they had the mock trial of Messiah? That's exactly what they did. Exactly destroyed his character, tried to convince everybody he was the devil incarnate, because he dared to call them out for who they were: devils, vipers, snakes, demons, workers of iniquity, doing the work of their father, as John 8:44 says. It's the same thing going on today. Nothing has changed. So we, as followers of Messiah and believers in Messiah, Yahweh, we are in his stead now. We are being persecuted. But that's all going to change. It's all going to change. They don't want you to know that. Because, again, to drive the herd, you must make them afraid. you're part of the herd. Goyim or Goyim, whichever way you want to pronounce it, is their term for us. We are part of the herd, the cattle, the animals, to be used as animals, to be sacrificed as animals, to be butchered as animals, to be raped as animals, to have our children taken from us and abused as animals, to be aborted and murdered in the womb as animals, and now, even after birth, to be killed as animals. You say, Dan, that's pretty harsh. Well, go read the Talmud, their holy book. Their holy book says treating us like animals and doing these things to us is completely fine. Oh, wait a minute. But Dan, they study the Bible. Oh, really? They only study it to use it against you. They don't study it to follow it. They follow the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, the most disgusting piece of literature ever put together, and these bastards think it's real. Besides that, they listen to their rabbis, who are also pieces of shit. All right? Let's be real about this. Why does everybody care about whether Jews like what we say or not? I don't get it. They're our enemy. Why in the hell would you care what your enemy thinks about what you do or say? They're trying to destroy the world, not just the United States, not just you and me as individuals or our families. They're trying to destroy whole nations. They're trying to control the world. This is their time. They're coming out of the closet. Have you noticed? They're not even trying to hide a lot of this anymore. Why? Because they believe that they have won already. They believe that you'll sit on your ass forever. Even though it's obvious what they're up to, you're going to sit there and just take it. You're never going to get together. You're never going to work together. You're never going to form this righteous army that Ezekiel told us about and come after their sorry asses and put them in the dirt where they belong, which is what the book of Obadiah quite clearly states. Again, everything we're talking about is backed up by Scripture. That's why it's ludicrous that they think that they can get away with this and they can try to jail people for telling the truth about what's in the Bible, or telling the truth about what the empirical evidence shows these creatures are up to. For instance, these totally, totally toxic substances that they're purporting to be, quote, vaccines. Unreal. And we've seen the treason of the Florida governor of late, but then we all know that every governor of every state has been a traitor. Please, show me one governor that's not a traitor to the people of the state, because most of these governors are kikes. They're either kikes or married to kikes, okay? I just saw somebody trying to say something decent about Arnold Schwarzenegger. First of all, he's a piece of shit. But he married a Jew, Shiver, so he could tap into the wealth of them because he wasn't going to do it himself. He's an idiot. All right. Oh, no, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a pretty good... No, he's not. He's an idiot. He's like all the rest of these idiots. If he wasn't such an idiot, he could have made it on his own. He didn't have to marry a Jew to get into the money so he could make a success out of himself. I mean, please, come on. Same thing for the rest of these people. Same thing with DeSantis. Why did he marry into the Jew family? Maybe he's a Jew himself. That could be part of it as well, just like Trump. All these people are players. All these people are for the enemy. They're doing the work of the enemy, either by threat, blackmail, or just greed because they're offered obscene amounts of money to do the bidding of the Jew. That's how they got our generals and admirals and politicians to basically bend over and take it. It's not really rocket science, folks. And again, why I'm talking about the fact, it's a mind game. They're playing a mind game on us, and we got to stop living in fear. You'd be amazed at how much better your life gets when you lose fear. Just as Scripture says, you were commanded to have the spirit of truth and courage, and not the spirit of fear. Fear, false evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. False evidence appearing real. Appearing real. It's not real. It's on a flat screen. Rocket ships with men strapped to the nose of them going up into outer space. It's not real. Pictures of the planets and the stars. It's not real. Sorry, it's not. It's all CGI. It's all make-believe. It's all to keep you buying into the bullshit stories. We're here in this basically terrarium that Yahweh built for this singular purpose of our experience here, spiritual beings having a physical experience in this realm called Earth. Deal with it, all right? It's not so hard. I don't understand why people get so upset over that. Well, how can you do that, Dan? Because science says that. Science, okay? Fauci and the rest of these murdering SOBs have been telling you, quote, science was on their side from day one. Neil deGrasse Tyson is another complete moron, touted to be this astrophysicist. Like that means something. He's an actor. That's all he is. And he's not even really a very good actor. And yet people think he's telling you the truth. What the hell? And all these other, quote, personalities or, quote, celebrities, they parade out in front of the screens, out of the cameras so that you see it on your flat screen. They're all liars and misfits. It's a mind game, folks. And the sad part of it is you carry within you a connection to our Father through your pineal gland that you can actually have a conversation with him at any time. You can tap into the source of strength, logic, truth, wisdom, prosperity, and health. You've had it with you all the time. Doesn't take money. Doesn't take fancy clothes. Doesn't take a particular age or any of those things. You've had it with you. But you're so absorbed with this mesmerization of the video images created by the beast. Remember, images of the beast means images owned by the beast, created by the beast. That's what images of the beast is saying. They're not images of a statue or some dragon or no. They are the images produced and owned by your enemies, convincing you of something that's not true, not real. I see a lot of people now, they're starting to put some cash away and or gold and silver, precious metals, anything that is capable of being bartered. All right, change that worthless paper into something that you can hold and carry and barter with. Now, I'm not saying all of it, but a portion of it, so that if cash or the money system goes completely flat, you have something of value, something you can survive with. So think about that. A lot of the people I know are taking some portion of their, quote, funds out of these, well, not so trustworthy banks, and keeping it in the form of cash and or other commodities. I think that's a wise thing. Why would you put a ton of money into an institution run by Jews? You don't know the history of Jews very well, do you? We're also seeing a very big swing of a lot of our people back to the basics. Okay, we've lived the life of luxury for way too long. Excess, gluttony. Gluttony can apply not only to food, but it can apply to material goods. Our people are gluttonous. Look around most people's homes. You can find piles and piles and piles of stuff that they don't need. All right? You got to remember, the Jews work in commerce. The Jews work in the mercantile system. They must make everybody a consumer. That's where they get their power. That's why nothing lasts very long, because they want it to fail so that you go back and buy another one. Therefore, they get what? Tax money. They get to own you because you have to have, quote, their money in your pocket to get your toys. Do you see how it works? Whereas Yahweh said, wait a minute, I gave you all the things you need. They're right out in your backyard. They're in the woods over here. Everything you need is right here in the dirt, on the earth. Why are you running off to the merchants all the time for trinkets and baubles that you really don't even need? In fact, the trinkets and baubles are being used to poison you right now. Have you been reading what they're doing to the food? Oh, they're telling you about cattle and pigs right now, but you don't think they're tainting other food? Oh, yes, they are. So, you know, the enemy is doing this because they hate us. The enemy enjoys creating death, confusion, and pain and suffering. They love doing that. However, let's stop and think about this for a minute. We've been on the radio now for 23 and a half years. In that time, we've had this discussion many, many times. How is the Father going to drive his stubborn, stiff-necked Israelite people into doing the right things? Because our people don't give a damn. Our people are lazy. Many of them are stupid beyond belief. How do you drive a stubborn, stiff-necked people into doing things they should have been doing all along? Now, tell me that's not happening right now. I know we don't like what's going on. It's true. It's nefarious. Lies, deception. There's people dying. There's people hurt. I've lost family members. I've lost close friends. So it's very real. But as Ella and many others have said, our Father is in control. And could this be his doing? Just as he used Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar and these other non-Israelite people to punish his children. Could this be the way the Father drives us to do what we've talked about doing, but nobody wanted to get off their ass and do it? Get back to the family farm. Stop going to these big stores. Stop going to the cinema. Stop watching so much of that goddamn television. Start growing your own food. Start paying attention to the ingredients on the side of the box. Start believing in the Father. Start trusting the Father. Start reaching out to your brothers and sisters instead of alienating ourselves, treating each other as family. All right? Is that not happening right now? Yeah, it is. From where I'm sitting, I'm seeing it more now than I've ever seen it. Why? Because many years ago, I had guests on this radio show, other pastors and other teachers, and we talked about what's it going to take to get our people to start doing the right thing. And we all said at that time, a lot of pain. In fact, I used to use the term, our Father's going to have to hit us over the head with a 2x4 to get our attention. Well, that 2x4 came in the form of excessive taxation, a police state, police abuse, government abuse, medical mafia abuse, educational abuse. That's the 2x4 that Yahweh is taking to the heads of his stiff-necked Israelite children. That's why we keep reminding you, nowhere in Scripture does it say that we are to convert Babylon. Nowhere in there does it say we will destroy Babylon. Babylon will burn, but not because of you and me. Babylon will self-destruct because it's evil. But that evil is driving some of our people to repentance. And that's exactly the purpose for it. If you will not repent, then Babylon will chew you up and destroy you, just like we see happening right now. When you come out of the Babylonian system, which is a mind game, when you lose your fear of these clowns and you start to develop an alternative system, as Richard Buckminster Fuller says, when you develop an alternative model that makes the old model obsolete, which is Babylon, Babylon is obsolete. It's self-destructing right now. It is beginning to burn up. It will not be here much longer. So if you rely on the Babylonian system, you will be burned up right along with it. But if you're coming out of the Babylonian system, you're learning how to take care of your body naturally. You're learning how to determine what is proper food and what is not. You're associating with right-minded people versus the scumbag zombies that are out here. If you're doing those things, then you will come through the fire. You will be the silver that is refined in the fire, and once all of that negative garbage called dross is burned off of you, you will shine like clean silver, and you will reflect our Father within you. That's what's happening. So if you want the pain, the fire, to go away, then start reflecting our Father. Start behaving like his children and stop obeying the Antichrist. Stop fearing them, revering them, obeying them, worrying about them. Start focusing on us. Just ignore them. Well, Dan, they might come after me and put a gun to my head or put me in handcuffs and drag me off. Yeah, they might. They might. But in the meantime, I'm going to live my life the way I know how to live it. By following my Father in heaven, by obeying him and being his ambassador upon this earth. Until the day that happens. And if it happens, I'm going to trust that he's going to use it for my glory, my good, and my fellow man's good, and bring glory to him in some way. That's not for me to determine. But in the meantime, I refuse to let them turn me into this puddle of trembling, fearful matter that thinks that they're all powerful and there's nothing we can do. Again, it's all a mind game because they know we can do many things. And the one thing that they hate is the idea that we turn our backs on them. Just ignore them and build a better model. So that's what we're all about. Let's build a better model. Now, Ella sent me some information. I'm going to pass it on to you because I love learning about this stuff. We talk about a lot of the natural ways to do things, all right? So I've told you about how on my around my home, my carport and all that stuff, in order to keep the gnats and the mosquitoes and bugs away, I've put lavender. I've put marigolds, which is a flower. I've put sweet mint. These are all bug repellents. And now we found out there's another one called lemon balm, which I will, it's in the mint family, but it also has a lot of medicinal uses, including relaxation, dealing with stress, and if you're having sleep problems. And again, if you want to contact me personally, we can go into more detail on that, but I just want you to know there are remedies out there. Valerian root is another one. St. John's root is W-O-R-T, St. John's wort, okay? A lot of people say wort, It's not wort, it's wort, W-O-R-T, St. John's wort. And I know for a fact they work because I've used them since 2005 when I became a certified natural health professional. All right? Me, my family, my children, we've all used these things, and they work. The Bach flower remedies, named after the doctor that invented them many years ago, Dr. Bach over in England. B-A-C-H is how you spell his name. B as in boy, A-C-H. Bach flower remedies, they work. They work. And since they are from the essence of flowers, they do not interfere with medications or anything else. So, but they do help with emotional issues. And again, I've used them. I know for a fact they do. Again, Father has given us the answer to so many things. He's given us the tools we need if we would just trust him and use them. Now, we talked about Richard Buckminster Fuller here. He says, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Hallelujah. He also said, when individuals join in a cooperative venture, how about that? A cooperative venture. The power generated far exceeds what they could have accomplished acting individually. What that means is when we come together as a group, and again, this is scriptural, what we can accomplish will be far greater than if you acted individually and then added up what each individual was able to accomplish. It would not add up to what we could accomplish if we all worked together. Let that sink in. Revelation 18:4, and another voice from heaven came to my ears saying, come out of her, referring to Babylon. By the way, Babylon comes from a Greek word, which in turn comes from a Hebrew word, Babel or Babel, which means confusion caused by admixture. So Babylon, the whole system, is confusion caused by admixture. And admixture is the bringing together of things that don't belong together. As in a lot of marriages. I'm sorry, but it's true. There's a lot of people married to people they should not be married to. And if you think for 1 minute your emotional feelings determines what love is and who you should be with, you're an idiot. And I can say that because I was an idiot when I was younger. All right? So I've made that mistake, and so have many of my peers made that mistake. So come out of her, Babylon, because Babylon is mixing God's law, Yahweh's law, with man's law, and therefore there is confusion. Why? Because they're not cohesive. They don't belong together. So come out of her, my people, so that you do not take part in her sins and her punishments. Sin is transgression of God's law. And that's what our people are in the middle of doing at the behest of the Jew. I took this off of Telegram. Hold on just a second. I hate it when I get a frog in my throat. Rabble Rouser on Telegram used to have this up there, and it's so very true. Any act that dishonors your oath of office. So we're talking about public servants, police officers, military, anybody in a government office, anybody holding a position in a government takes an oath of office. So any act which dishonors your oath of office immediately, not a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, immediately and irrevocably vacates that office and destroys your immunity from prosecution. A lot of these people say, well, you know, he has diplomatic immunity. Where's that in Scripture? Somebody want to point it out to me? Where in Scripture does it say anybody gets immunity from doing wrong? Where is that? Oh, that's right. That's a Roman Catholic / Jewish concept. Remember the Catholic Church gave indulgences? Look that one up sometime. That'll blow your skirt up. Indulgences, okay? Again, Jewish in nature, which is what the Catholic Church is. The idea that you could pay money to be forgiven a sin even before you commit it. So you want to have relations with your neighbor's wife, you go down and give the priest money ahead of time to cover the fact that you're going to commit a sin. Is that not ludicrous? That's insane. But the Catholic Church did it. And the Jews have the same idea, because they follow the Talmud and their rabbis, and we're all just animals. They can pretty much do whatever they want to us. And it's okay, because after all, we're just animals. If they cheat a non-Jew, it's okay. If they rob a non-Jew, that's okay too. If you rape a non-Jew, well, no problem there. If you have a convinced people to get into this transgender bullshit, that's okay too, because after all, Jews make money because they sell the instruments, they sell the drugs, they sell the procedures, they run the clinics, they run the hospitals, and most of them have doctors in their pocket. Trust me, every vice known to man, the Jew has figured out how to make money on it. Henry David Thoreau said there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil. To the one who is striking at the root. That's been the problem of this world. We're all fighting these thousands of branches. Excessive taxation. Poor education. Medicine that does more harm than good. Lying politicians, wars started for reasons other than what we're told. There should never be a war. Okay? On and on it goes. All of them represent branches to the tree of evil. Where's the root? Follow the money, it'll take you to the root. Follow the sap in a tree, it'll take you to the root. Follow the flow of, quote, currency, which is like sap. Right? Follow that back down to the root, and you'll find where all the problems are coming from. Yep, just like Christ said, ye are responsible for all the innocent blood shed. All of it. All of it. Jeremiah 4, verse 22, for my people are foolish. They do not know me. They are foolish children, and they have no understanding. They are skillful in doing evil, but they do not know how to do good. That's why Jeremiah was the weeping prophet, because of the condition of our people. Most of our people today weep for the condition that we find ourselves in. It's sickening, actually, the state of our people. There is a glimmer of hope, though, and that's what we got to hang on to. For the remnant, his righteous remnant, are starting to repent. They're starting to focus on the things of this world that actually matter versus all this mirage, this glitz and glitter that Babylon tries to mesmerize you with as if that's important. Trust me, it's not. The things that are important in this world are free. There's no price tag on it. Free. Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. You got lots of people in that category today who put darkness for light, meaning ignorance for truth and honesty, and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, 180 degrees out. And that's the mainstream media. That's the pulpits in the mainstream churches. That's the boardrooms and the mainstream corporations. That's in almost every government office. that's in the schoolhouses and the public education system, which I'm going to tell you, if your child is in the public education system today, shame on you. Shame on you. Oh, but Dan, I can't afford a public school. I can't afford a private school. Okay, so you can't afford it. How about homeschooling? Oh, I can't do that because I don't know. I wasn't a very good student. You got programs out there that walk you through it. You don't have to be a rocket science person to be able to educate a child at home. A child educates themselves. How do I know that? Because I homeschooled 3 of my 6 children. I learned about homeschooling between the first 3 children and the second 3. So I determined, especially with what I saw in public schools when my first 3 were in them, that I would not send the second 3 into the public school system. And so we homeschooled them. And so I learned about the programs that are out there. I'm going to tell you, there's some beautiful, beautiful companies and organizations that will help you with that. And they sell books and teachers' versions of the books. Because what you find out is the student, the child, teaches themselves. The only job you have is to put in front of them the material they need and to make sure that the material they're getting is honest and true and teaching them proper values. That's the job of the, quote, teacher, which is the job of the parents, not some government effing agency. The government has no business in education. None. They have no business in our health care. None. They have no business in how we defend our homes and our property. None. Absolutely none. And if you put the material in front of the child and let them learn at their own pace, you'd be amazed at what they can do. I saw it in my own children. Absolutely astounding how fast they can learn. Because they want to. Because they're not being pushed. They're not sitting in a cubicle in an uncomfortable chair for an hour. And then a bell rings and they go to another uncomfortable chair for another hour of somebody droning on and on and on. Reading from a book, by the way. You think teachers are smart? No, they're not. Most of them are dumbasses. They're reading from books. They hand out degrees today like they're candy. A child is to learn at home. It's the parent's job to determine when the child is ready. Some children start learning a lot of things by the time they're only 2 or 3 years old. Other children, it might not be till they're 6 or 7 years old. Every child is different. They're not cookie cutter. There's no cookie cutter way of dealing with it. Some will end up being geniuses and invent wonderful things. Others will be nothing more than short order cooks or garbage men. But it's what they want. It's what they're happiest doing. It's what they're capable of. Yahweh's way allows for differences. It's the beast that says everyone must be the same. That's why corporations are evil. That's why centralized anything is evil, including education and medicine and churches or religion. If it's centralized, it's evil. And I dare anybody to tell me or show me different. In the book of Matthew in chapter 24, under the section of the coming of the Son of Man, the coming of the Son of Man. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. The tribulation of those days. The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will fall from heaven. Who's referred to as the sun, moon, and stars? Sounds like our people, doesn't it? And falling from heaven just means from a high place. How many white Anglo-Saxon Protestants do you see in charge of anything today? And I don't know about you folks, but I don't see them hardly anywhere. And the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven or from on high the sign of the Son of Man. The sign of the Son of Man. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angelos, his messengers, not winged angels, as Hollywood's putting out there, with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Regathering of our people. Regathering of our people. And our tribes of our people are mourning today, mourning the fact that their finances are disappearing, the fact that they're losing businesses and homes and things that they worked for, mourning the fact that we're ill, so many people suffering. But we asked for it. We forgot our first love. Did we not? We walked away from our first love, chasing after the Jews' baubles. Some real quick verses here, and then we'll go ahead and let you go for the day, because there's a lot of preps to be made. Things are getting dicey out there, folks. You better start reaching out and networking with like-minded folks. You better have your kit, meaning your preps. Food, water, shelter, means of defense, and learn about the herbs. Learn about the medicine that grows in the grass. Forget the pharmacies. And don't tell me it can't be done. Ella here is a witness, and there are other people I know. You can get yourself off of the pharmaceuticals.
Oh, no, I have to take my blood pressure medicine, Dan.
Well, if you keep telling yourself that, then you will always be on your blood pressure medicine. And you'll be on your thyroid medicine, and you'll be on this medicine and that medicine, because that's the goal of the pharmaceutical industry. You will never, ever leave it. But if you want to talk to people that have figured out how to do it, we'll be glad to put you in touch with them. Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world. Not too many people understand that one. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of Yahweh God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Notice that it is a conjunction there, because what is good and acceptable and perfect is the will of our Father, not your will, not my will, and certainly not the damn Jews' will. His will. And his will in your life, married up with a renewal of your thought processes, what goes on in your brain, will bring life to you. You'll be amazed at the changes. You'll be amazed. Again, I can give you my personal testimonies and the testimonies of some of the folks that are here of the changes in your life. Don't tell me you can't turn the clock back, folks. Don't tell me that. I don't believe anything's beyond our Father's doing. And I know not to trust this world. John 14, verse 26, but the Helper, with a capital H, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. That's funny. Now, here in John 14, verse 26, I don't see the word Bible. I don't see the word prophets and scriptures. I don't see it. What I see is the Holy Spirit. Sent from the Father, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance. That's funny. I don't see. Well, He will give you the writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. He'll give you the writings of Paul. He'll give you the writings of the... It's funny, John didn't say that. He said the Father will send his helper, counselor, the Holy Spirit. If your pineal gland isn't calcified because of all the junk food and crap that you eat, and you haven't done a damn thing to decalcify it and cleanse it, well, I don't hear anything from the Father. I pray and I just don't hear. Well, first of all, you got to believe. Second of all, you got to humble yourself. And you have to seek the Father. And you have to have a clean antenna, the pineal gland, which means clean up your body. If you folks haven't learned that lesson in 23 and a half years, then I've wasted my time. Lose the damn weight. Put the junk food in the garbage can where it belongs. Take that soda pop and pour it down the drain and stop buying that shit. You're just putting money in a Jew's pocket so you can put the poison in your bodies. Stop it. Get that body in shape. You can't fight a war when you're sick, tired, and hurting. You can't learn when you're sick, tired, and dealing with maladies. Psalm 26, verse 2, prove me, O Yahweh, and try me. Test my heart and my mind. You're living it, folks. Proverbs, right there. Or I should say Psalm 26, verse 2. You're living it right now. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 21. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man. Hallelujah. You see, it's not up to us, folks. But men spoke from Yahweh God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That's funny. They were carried along by the writings of Matthew. Oh, no. They were carried by the writings of Paul. Well, it doesn't say that either. They were carried by the writings of John Hagee. No, doesn't say that. How about the writings of Kenneth Copeland? No, doesn't say that. Jimmy Swaggart? No. Doesn't say any title of man there, any kind of man, whether they're current or 2,000 years ago, carried along by the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house, meaning the people, of Jacob Israel. After those days, declares Yahweh, I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. How about that? Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of Yahweh God is living and active. That word is spoken word. And it also means the plan of our Father. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews 3, verse 12, take care, brothers, and this is the Greek word adelphos, meaning people from the same womb, white people, Caucasians, Israelites. Take care, brothers, lest there be any of you, in any of you, an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living Yahweh God. Yeah, the living God. Remember, he's not just a token. He's not a statue on a wall. He's the living God. He is in control of what's going on. And lastly, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to Yahweh God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. I'm going to tell you something. I've had family go through some things here lately, and the number of dishonest people that we have dealt with is astounding. The number of people that feel no shame in lying to you. You see, when liars have migrated to the highest levels of leadership in your country, it permeates down. That's why the scriptures and the founding fathers spent so much time telling you how important it was on who you allow into your positions of government, positions of trust, to make sure that the charlatans and quack were not allowed to be public servants, were not allowed to be sheriffs, were not allowed to be police officers, were not allowed to be preachers, were not allowed to be teachers. And yet, you've let the worst of our people sit in those positions. So that now our society emulates these quacks, cretins, and miscreants in public office. So that our nation, which was once a shining star, is now a kakistocracy. And yes, that's a real word based on two Greek words, kakos and christi. Kakristocracy, meaning government by the worst elements of your society, and that's what you're living in, a kakistocracy. Complete morons running the show. Unbelievable. All right, I'm going to stop with that and open up the lines in case anybody, I'll tell you what, instead of just opening up, if nobody has anything they want to say or add, then I'll just go ahead and close this in prayer. But if you do have something you'd like to share, and again, don't be timid, this is a family hour here now, put up your hand or signify in the chat that you want me to unmute you. If nobody says that they want to say anything or they would maybe like to do the closing prayer, that is certainly something I would welcome. But don't feel compelled to do it, all right? That's not what this is intended to do. I'm just giving an opportunity because we are a family. Our elements are all scattered. We're scattered like salt throughout this sick, decaying corpse called America and the world. And so sometimes you're led by the Spirit, or sometimes you have seen or heard something that we all need to share. This is the time to bring it out, or on Wednesday night during our family chat sessions right here on Free Conference Call. So, okay, I don't see anybody, so that's okay. If you don't have anything, you don't have anything. So I'll just close it out. But keep that in mind for the future. If you do have something, write it down on a piece of paper. If during the talk or during the week you've got something that is important for us to know or for me to know, this is a good time to share all that, all right? I'm going to check one more time. Okay, very good. Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for the things that are happening right in this world. We thank you for, as Pastor Pete said many times, everything is going wrong just right. What are the good things that are happening out of it? It's pushing us back together as a family. It's making us pay attention to the fact that we've got charlatans, quacks, and evil people running the show. It's teaching us to learn how to farm once again, how to grow our food, our medicine. And that we do not need Babylon. So it's painful. It's very painful. We've had it easy for so long, we've become spoiled. We've become soft. And we apologize for that. It's not your fault. It's our fault. We should have known better. We should have known that it's not always the easy route is the right one to take. Sometimes it's the road less traveled. But we were convinced by people we trusted, teachers, preachers, parents in some cases, elders, friends, co-workers. We were convinced of things that just aren't so. But that's also because we stopped talking to you and started listening to the images of the beast telling us what the Jews want us to know. And again, we repent of that. Repent also of our ancestors that wanted man-made government instead of you. You are our source of law and justice, and you are the source of answers for all of the ills that are upon this earth. We can have a paradise on this earth if we just return to you and your law. Help our people to understand that. It's such a simple thing, Father, and yet our people seem to struggle with it. Make it so clear that we can obtain these things if we work together and we ignore these evil elements that walk around in shoe leather. We don't need to worry about a serpent that has a red outfit on and a pitchfork and horns and a tail. That is not who our enemy is. Our enemies are diablos, adversaries in shoe leather. They take the human form. They commit great crimes against us, and we are cursed until we punish them according to your law. We pray for that Ezekiel 37 army to come up out of that valley of dead and dry bones very soon, Father. Take up our swords and our shields in a righteous endeavor to cleanse this world of the evil that's in it. When you say so, and for the right people. And to that end, we ask that you walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do, to thy glory and for thy kingdom, Yahweh. And always we ask that you protect us from our enemies. And we ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.